Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Do you ever call someone on the phone?
Hello everyone, I'm Marie, and yes, I do. Today's topic is small talk.
And the title of our lesson is, Who is calling? Who is calling? Marie, do you always answer your phone when it rings?
I usually do, but if I'm out with my friends, eating dinner with my family, or sleeping, I won't answer my phone.
Okay, yeah, people can leave you a message, then you can call them back later. Let's learn more about our topic today. Here's Marie with our Read It.
The phone is ringing, but Ben isn't answering it. He feels uncomfortable. Taylor can help him. First, say, hello. Then say the name of the business and your name. Alex doesn't take any messages for Linda. He just hangs up the phone. Don't do that, Alex. You can take a message. It's not hard.
Ben doesn't like answering the phone. Maybe some of you feel that way. Marie, let's give Ben and some others some tips to make them feel more comfortable when answering the phone.
Sure. When answering the phone, be friendly. Put a smile on your face, even if you are having a bad day. This will make you feel less nervous.
Also, speak slowly and clearly. That will help people understand you.
All right, well, before we learn more, let's go to Christina. She will show us our keywords for today.
Hello, 你在办公室接过外国人的电话吗？你会不会一紧张就干脆把电话挂掉？今天办公室的电话响了，但是 Ben 却不敢去接电话。He isn't answering the phone. 名词 phone 就是电话，电话响了可以说 the phone is ringing. 动词 ring 就是铃声响起。Taylor 教 Ben 在办公室接电话的时候，可以先说 hello， 然后报上公司的名称 ，say the name of the business。可数名词 business 可以用来指公司行号、商店或是企业。说到公司名称之后，再报上自己的名字。Alex 帮 Linda 接了电话，却没有帮忙留言。He doesn't take any messages. 名词 message 指的就是口信或者是信息。Alex 只告诉对方 Linda 不在，然后就挂掉电话了。挂电话的动作要用片语 hang up。如果你说 don't hang up， 就是叫对方不要挂电话。动词 hang 的过去式是 hung. Alex just hung up the phone.
Oh, the phone! Linda, Taylor, somebody! The phone!
Hey Ben, the phone is ringing.
I know.
Please answer the phone.
But...I don't know what to say.
You talk on the phone all the time.
That is different. This is a work phone.
The phone is ringing. Ben wants Linda or Taylor to pick it up because he gets nervous when the phone rings.
Ben, there's nothing to be scared of.Phones are very convenient. Look, I have a phone with me right now. I use it to call my family, my friends, my doctor, and a lot of other people too.
Phones are great. These days you can do a lot with them, especially with a smartphone. You use your phone to go on the internet, take photos, and play games too.
I wonder why Ben gets nervous when the phone rings.
Well, when a phone rings, it makes sound. Or when you put your phone to make no sound, we say it's on vibrate, and it might make a buzzing sound.
That's right. And if your phone rings, make sure to pick it up. if you're not busy. Well, Taylor really wants Ben to answer the phone, but he doesn't know what to say.
Wait, I don't understand. Ben talks on the phone all the time. He calls me, I call him.
But Peter, that is different.
What do you mean?
That is different. Peter!
Oh, I understand. That is different is today's
calendar phrase.
That is different.
That is different.
那是不同的。
I'm a computer expert.
Me too. I can send email.
That is different.
I can use Facebook.
That is different.
I can play computer games.
That is different.
And I studied computers in college.
Okay, then it's the same.
That is different.
That is different.
那是不同的。
What a fun calendar phrase. Peter, talking on the phone with Ben is different than talking on the phone at work.
Yeah, it is a little different. But Ben needs to do it. It's part of the job. I think Taylor should teach him some things about how to answer the phone.
And you know what? I think she will. And I'm excited to learn about what she will teach him.
You know, to be honest, I was a little nervous the first time I had to answer the phone during work. You have to be more formal. We'll learn more about that. Here's Conversation B. We can watch it together.
You can answer a work phone. It's easy.
Okay. What do I say?
First, say hello. Then say the name of the business and your name.
Oh, I can do that.
I know. You can also say, how can I help you?
That's a good idea. Hello, Let's Talk TV. This is Ben. How can I help you?
Answering the phone at work is easy for Taylor, but it's not easy for Ben. That's why Taylor will help him. That's very nice of you, Taylor.
Yes, it is. So what should Ben say first when he answers the phone?
First, he should say, hello. Then he should say the name of his business, and then his name.
And the name of the business Ben works for is called Let's Talk TV. These days, there are many different kinds of businesses.
Yeah, shops, stores, online stores, restaurants. These are all businesses. And if you work for a business, you should always answer the phone. It could be really important.
Ben can do that. The next thing Ben should do is say, how can I help you?
You know, Peter, I think I should show Ben how it's done. I'll do it just the way Taylor taught him.
Okay, go ahead. We have a phone right here.
Ben, I hope you're watching. Hello, Let's Talk TV. This is Marie. Oh, how can I help you?
That was perfect. And look how easy it was, too. Anyone can do that, even Christina. Here she is to tell us more about this.
Taylor 教 Ben 接电话的时候该说些什么话，我觉得很重要，我们都应该要学会。一开始先说 hello， 然后是公司的名称加上你自己的名字，最后问对方 how can I help you， 有什么可以帮你的吗？我们来说说看。Hello, Let's Talk TV. This is Ben. How can I help you? 现在我们来练习一下。比如说你的公司叫做 A&P, 你的名字叫做 Mike, 你接起电话的时候要说 Hello, ANP, this is Mike. How can I help you? 你说对了吗？慢慢说没关系，多练习就不会紧张咯。我们再来练习一个。你的公司叫做 Nelson City， 你的名字是 Kelly。接起电话的时候说 ,Hello, Nelson City, this is Kelly. How can I help you? 只要多练习，下次就敢用英文，用英语接电话咯。
Thank you very much, Christina. In our conversation, Ben practices with Taylor. He says, Hello, let's talk TV. This is Ben. How can I help you?
He did a great job. Good job, Ben.
What can I say? Taylor and I are great teachers. You know, right now, I need to make some phone calls. So how about we take a short break, and we'll be right back. Friends, don't go away.
Welcome back from the break. Marie, do you like talking on the phone for long periods of time?
Well, these days I don't, but when I was in high school, I would talk to my friends for hours, just like any other high school girl.
Oh, wow. Well, I call my parents and we spend time on the phone. It's really nice. So we have one last conversation. Let's watch it together.
Hi, Alex. I'm back.
Hey, Linda.
Are there any messages?
Messages? No, no messages. But some people called for you.
Who were they?
I don't know.
What do you mean?
I said you weren't here. Then I hung up.
What? Alex, you have to take messages.
Linda is back in the office. She wants to know if there are any messages for her. What is a message?
Well, let's say somebody calls for you, but you are not there. The person that answers the phone should ask who is calling and ask what they want. They take a message.
By the way, Marie, your sister called this morning.From the office, and she has something important to tell you.
Oh, really? Did you take a message?
I did. She wants you to go to the grocery store after work and buy some things. Oh, and she wants you to start cooking because she will be late today.
Oh, okay. Thanks for that, Peter. Well, in our conversation, Linda didn't receive any messages, but some people called for her.
What?Alex didn't take any messages?
He didn't. He doesn't even know who called. All he told them was that Linda wasn't there. Then he hung up.
Hung up? You hang up the phone when you are finished talking. You usually say, bye. Then you hang up.
That's right. You know, we learned a lot about phone calls today. We learned about taking messages,hanging up and answering the phone. How about we learn more about this from Christina?
我们前面学了在办公室里接电话时一开始要怎么说，可是说完之后接下来该怎么办呢？如果你实在是听不懂，可以跟对方说 One moment please， 请对方等一下，这个时候你就可以赶快去搬救兵了。如果你觉得自己可以试试看帮对方留言的话，可以对他说Can I take a message? 可以帮你留言吗？然后请对方留下姓名和电话号码。留言的时候，很多英文姓名我们也可能不太熟悉，也不知道该怎么拼。这个时候可以请对方帮忙把字拼出来。你可以说 Can you spell that for me? 说电话号码的时候，如果需要，可以请对方再说慢一点。Can you speak a little slower, please?其实只要礼貌地提出需求，通常是可以完成任务的。你下次一定要试试看哦。
Thank you, Christina. These are all great English phrases to know. So, Linda is mad at Alex. She says, you have to take messages, and we have to go to Rebecca, because she will teach us more about this.
Hey, everyone! Yes, it's grammar point time. I know that you have been waiting a long time for this moment. If you want to say that someone has to do something, you can use this grammar point. For example, you have to go home, or he has to do his homework. Now, it's up to you to use it.
Thank you very much, Rebecca. Well, let's practice. You have to clean your room. You have to take the train. Can you think of another sentence?
Sure, we have to review our key words. Friends, let's review them together.
Here's our first key word of the day. Telephone. Phone. Telephone. Phone. Please answer the phone.
Ring. Ring. The phone is ringing loudly.
Business. Business. I work for a big business.
Message. Message. I have a message for you.
Hang up. Hang up. Don't hang up the phone. Okay, friends, keep on practicing those key words. Right now, let's review our lesson one more time.
Oh, the phone! Linda, Taylor, somebody, the phone!
Hey, Ben, the phone is ringing.
I know.
Please answer the phone.
But I don't know what to say.
You talk on the phone all the time.
That is different. This is a work phone.
You can answer a work phone. It's easy.
Okay. What do I say?
First, say hello. Then say the name of the business and your name.
Oh, I can do that.
I know. You can also say, how can I help you?
That's a good idea. Hello? Let's talk TV? This is Ben. How can I help you?
Hi, Alex. I'm back.
Hey, Linda.
Are there any messages?
Messages? No. No messages. But some people called for you.
Who were they?
I don't know.
What do you mean?
I said you weren't here. Then I hung up.
What? Alex, you have to take messages.
Ginger, the phone is ringing. Could you please answer it?
No, Monkey Man! I can't answer it. I feel uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable?
Yes, when I answer the phone. I feel uncomfortable. I don't know what to say.
Ginger, answering the phone is easy.
Easy?
Yeah, just say, hello.
Hello.
Then say the name of the business.
Hello, the name of the business.
No, no. Say hello, Jungle Cafe.
Oh, hello, Jungle Cafe.
And then say your name.
Hello, Jungle Cafe, your name.
Oh, no, no, no. The phone is ringing.
Don't answer it.
Well, I'll get it.
Okay.
Hello, Jungle Cafe. This is Monkey Man.
Oh, he's good.
Okay, 2 o'clock.
Well, today is Monday, so let's practice answering some questions together. Here's question number one. Why doesn't Ben answer the phone? Why doesn't Ben answer the phone?
You can find the answer in conversation A. He doesn't know what to say. Okay, here's question number two. How do you answer the phone? How do you answer the phone? Let's hear some answers from some of our friends.
How do I answer the phone? Well, when my phone rings, I look to see who's calling. Then I will swipe my phone and put it to my ear, and I will say hello. Or if it's someone I know, I'll say, hey, how are you? Or I'll say, hey, what's up? There are a lot of different ways I answer the phone. How do you answer the phone?
How do I answer the phone? Well, I don't really like to answer the phone, but when I have to, depending on who it is, I would give different responses. If my friends called me, I would say, hey, what's up? If my mom called me, I would ask, is everything okay? If my brother called me, then I would ask him how he's doing in San Diego, because he lives so far away. How would you answer the phone?
How does the monkey man answer the phone? Well, I answer the phone by saying, hello? These days, though, because I'm often in the jungle talking to monkeys, I don't have my phone with me. It's kind of useless. There's no phone signal. So, the best way to contact me is to write me an old-fashioned letter. And I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
How do I answer the phone? Well, I'm a secretary, so I have to answer a lot of phones. I usually pick up the phone and say, hello. Then I'll say the name of my company. But when I'm not working as a secretary, I don't usually like to call on my cell phone. I prefer text messages. If I get a phone call, I'll check to see who it is. If I know that person, then I'll pick it up. If I don't know them, I may not pick it up.
Well, this was very useful for you today. We hope that you enjoyed learning about how to answer the phone. It's important to be polite. So we'll see you tomorrow right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.